Translation prepared by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. The highest perfectional ingenuity is the personal perception of my abodes. And this has been possible because of your submissive attitude in the performance of severe penance according to my order. Purport. The highest perfectional stage of life is to know the Lord by actual perception, by the grace of the Lord. This can be attained by everyone who is willing to discharge the act of devotional service to the Lord as enjoined in the revealed scriptures that are standard and accepted by the bona fide acharyas, spiritual masters. For example, the Bhagavad Gita is the approved Vedic literature accepted by all the great acharyas such as Shankara, Ramanuja, Madhva, Chaitanya, Vishwanatha, Baladev, Siddhanta Saraswati, and many others. In that Bhagavad Gita, the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, asks that one always be mindful of Him, always be His devotee, always worship Him only, and always bow down before the Lord. And by doing so, one is sure to go back home, back to Godhead, without any doubt. In other places also, the same order is there, that one give up all other engagements and fully surrender unto the Lord without hesitation. And the Lord will give such a devotee all protection. These are the secrets of attaining the highest perfectional stage. Lord Brahma exactly followed these principles without any superiority complex. And thus he attained the highest perfectional stage of experiencing the abode of the Lord and the Lord himself with all his paraphernalia. Impersonal realization of the effulgence of the Lord's body is not the highest perfectional stage, nor is the stage of Paramatma realization. The word Manishita is significant. Everyone is falsely or factually proud of his so-called learning. The Lord says that the highest perfectional stage of learning should know Him and His abode, devoid of all illusion. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Sva Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Nvaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karandu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Rishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patita Nama Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschata Desha Tharine Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Girim Yatkripata Mahamande Shri Guru Dina Dharmananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyeshwaram.
Can you please read the verse one more time and tell us who is speaking to whom?
Oh, yes, sure. So this is the verse translation. The highest perfectional ingenuity is the personal perception of my abodes. And this has been possible because of your submissive attitude in the performance of severe penance according to my order. Who can say this? Lord Krishna is now addressing Brahmaji. I seek blessings of all the devotees. Maharaj is here, Bhakti Rasayan Sagar Maharaj, Swami Bhagavan Keshav Maharaj. I'm not qualified to speak, but I think this is the special mercy of devotees. I was only meant to speak during the marathon time when there's no devotees around. But I think I've been put to this special mercy. This one pastime for the devotee singing very nicely, and Prabhupada was appreciating, you know, a very nice melodic tune he was singing. Devotees were very happy. And suddenly Prabhupada picked up a boy who couldn't sing properly, and he was like croaking like I am. But Prabhupada was still relishing, so devotees, you know, are so kind. Hopefully you will be able to accept my broken words. So, and Prabhupada's purport is so amazing that yes, anyone can understand, anyone can speak about them. So it's the gist of this is the understanding of the abode, the highest knowledge is achieved by seeing the abode of the Lord. Prabhupada has explained this with a question. The highest perfectional stage of life is to know the Lord by actual perception. But then how do you attain this? This is the beauty of Prabhupada's purport, is he will make an assertion and then he will explain how can you do that. And then there are references supporting all the acharyas have done it and who have not done it wrong, rightly, they're also explained. So Prabhupada explained so nicely the question. There's an assertion. There is reference from Bhagavad Gita. Man mana bhav mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mam eva shashi satyam te pati jane priyosi me. And immediately the next verse he says, immediately and later on, sarva dharman parityaja, and the Lord will give such a devotee all protection who is thus offering his obeisances, worshipping the Lord and thinking of him. Mat man mana bhav mat bhava. So I was thinking there are four aspects in this purport that Srila Prabhupada has covered. See, so there is first thing is tapasya. The chapter starts and explains Lord Brahma's performing tapa. And as he was instructed by the Lord himself, tapa is, Prabhupada explained in the purports, in the previous purports, that tapa is very important for human life. Human life is meant for austerity, for penances. And animal life is for the purpose of sense gratification. If human is not fulfilling that, the purpose of human life is defeated. So the purpose is very clear, tapa. And opposite of tapa is patha. Tapa, patha. Patha means to fall. So who does not perform tapasya, they are, you know, fallen to begin with, and they will remain fallen, and they get further falling and down, because animal life is pretty much better for the purpose of sense gratification. So, and the tapa is also performed for various purposes. Everyone is performing some tapasya. Actually, I used to work in an organization, and I had somehow I got put into a position that I had to deal with the CEOs. And it's amazing, they would send email at 4 o'clock in the morning, 4:30, 4 o'clock, when we are chanting, and they are writing email. So they are performing the tapasya. Nothing is possible without tapasya, even the material attainment for them to be able to become CEO, manage, a lot of work, though. I can't imagine. And well, I said, you can't expect me to reply of email at 4 o'clock. I don't start until 9 a.m. So I got away with it. But there, the principle of tapasya is there. Everyone has to perform tapasya. The tapasya for devotees has to be performed under the order of the spiritual master and the senior devotees. Lord Brahma is not performed tapasya by himself, not independently. He's dependent. He's on instruction was given to him to perform tapasya because he was trying to find his purpose. Why am I here? What am I supposed to do? So for us to understand, we have to perform tapasya. And tapasya is purifying. Does anyone know what kurchan is? Kurchan? Okay. Kurchan is, so when you boil milk, there is some milk will get stuck at the pot, and the milk is boiling and boiling and boiling. But that which is stuck at the pot gets the highest tapa. Tapa is also heat. So actually, it is said that the milk is okay, but the kurchan is the best. It tastes the best. They actually sell in Vrindavan, I think, someplace. So they take out the milk quickly and they start to burn the milk. That becomes more relishable. So more tapasya that we perform, more austerity that we do. Austerity means, Maharaj is explaining, getting out of our comfort zone. And it is otherwise very comfortable to not do anything. Just lie down, relax, eat, sleep, marry. But that's not right. So kurchan, we become for devotees to perform tapasya, we become kurchan, we become more relishable in the service of Srila Prabhupada, in the service of moment. And, sorry, I was going to say the four aspects. Then there is perception. Srila Prabhupada says, the highest perfection stage of life is to know the Lord by actual perception. Now, perception, we have some perceptory organs with the material senses. So we have the hands and all the knowledge acquiring senses. We can smell, we can see, we can hear. And they are the right instrument for the right purpose. So we can see. If I want to see the color, I can hear this is pink color. Without the eyes, I can't see this. I must have the eyes to see. I must be able to see that. So eye is my instrument to be able to see that. Similarly, to hear sound, we need ears. That's the instrument I have. Now, who are we trying to understand perception? We're trying to understand Lord Krishna and his Vaikuntha, his Dhamma. How can we possibly understand the Lord and his activities, Guna Rupa Nama Leela, his name, his pastimes, his form, by the material senses? Because nothing about the Lord is material. He's all spiritual. His body is spiritual, his form is spiritual, his pastimes, his dhamma is spiritual. As Vaikuntha Dhamma, as we've gone through the previous verses, it's spiritual. So what is the mechanism to connect with something which is spiritual with our material senses? It is difficult. How do we do that? It is like we have an American socket and an English adapter. How do we fit this? You can't. You need, plug. So you need adapter. You have American socket and the English plug. You can't fit. So you need adapter. So what is the adapter that we've been given to us to understand the Lord? Spiritual master? Yes, spiritual master. And what else? Mahamantra. Yes. So the connection between the material and spiritual is bhakti. Bhakti is that adapter. Without devotional services, bhakti is defined as devotional service. Atha Sri Krishna Namadi na bhaved indriyar gahir. So without Atha Krishna Namadi, so we cannot understand Krishna's names, form, pastimes, abodes. Yeah, with na grahir, na bhaved grahir indriyar. You cannot. grasp. He cannot understand the Krishna's pastime with the gross, blunt senses. So what is the way? Sevan Mukhehi Jivadav. Only by the service, only by the service we can understand. The purpose of tapasya is service, and the result is also service. Without service, we cannot understand the Lord. And service, devotional service is the means to get the actual understanding, as Prabhupada explained, actual perception. And that can only be achieved by the grace of the Lord. Swayam spurat eva adha. So without the Lord, some mercy, we cannot understand. But this can be attained by anyone who is willing to discharge the act of devotional service. And the other words Srila Prabhupada says, the third thing is manishita. So manishita is very significant. When the word manishita is significant in this. Manishita anu bhavoyam. The manishita means the ingenuity, the intelligence. So how do we get the intelligence to understand? Intelligence also, Prabhupada explained this as well. Intelligence can be again used for material purpose, can be used for something higher. And often the difference for the material purpose, the center is I and mine. Yeah, the karmi is all about mine and the jnani is all about I. So the intelligence has to be used in the right direction for the right purpose. Then it is manishinam. Tapa jnana. There is also a verse in Bhagavad Gita 18.5. Yagya tapa jnana chaiva manishinam. So that verse says that the three aspects, even the great souls can be purified. Pavanani manishinam. Even the great souls can be purified by the yagya tapa and dana. Yagya, dana and tapa. Again, the same concept comes in. So manishinam is also used other places within the Bhagavatam. One place I was studying, reading is also when in this third chapter, second canto, Srila Sukadeva Goswami says, I've already explained you someone who's on the path, who's almost at the verge of death, what is the highest for that? So who's intelligent? The intelligent person will understand what is to be required, what is to be done. So that's intelligence also to be used. Now, Brahmaji has used his intelligence, he's used his tapasya, he's used his all the senses. As per the submissive word, so he says, your submissive attitude in the performance of serious penance. So he's performed all that. And then what's possible then for Lord Brahma to see is the Lord's Dhamma. So what's happening in Dhamma is observing the Dhamma, and there is the Lord is not alone. Lord is with all his associates. He's being served by devotees. And that's what he observes there. So that knowledge is revealed to someone who is willing to serve. So the other spiritualists, some of them are like into Shanti, Shanti, Om, Shanti. Actually, it's interesting how different energies, we exude, I would say. So there are some spiritualists, if you meet them, they're very, it's nice in a way, but they're very like calm. So everything about them is quiet, shant. And you sit with them, you become very shant. You can't do anything. But they would, actually, the one research was done by these other spiritualists. And they put some machine on their head, and they were trying to gauge how fixed your mind could be. It's very stable, it's shant. It's maybe checking some waves, any waves or not. And their waves are like flat line, almost dead. And so he was saying me actually with pride, I will not name you. One of your devotees was also there in that competition. And his waves like up and down, what was that? And now we were like straight. What's happening? Why come you, how come you devotees are so, you know, up and down? What's happening there? What, why are we like that? I was chanting like Hare Krishna. So it's very different. So someone can get really scared of all that experience. But devotee is in that mood of service. He's thinking of how can I serve? How can I serve the service? So dhamma is about service. It's not for any other purpose. So, and the impersonalists, they don't see the dhamma. They don't have vision of dhamma. They cannot understand dhamma because their purpose is not to serve the Lord. They're all about I, me and mine. See, there was a pastime of Bhakti Sadhana Saraswati Thakur with Madan Mohan Malviya, Pandit Madan Mohan Malviya. He's very famous. He was the Vice Chancellor of Banaras Hindu University. BHU is a very famous university at the time. I don't know about the latest, but it's very famous. Srila Jiva Goswami also went and studied there pretty much one or two years. He just grasped everything. So this Pandit Madan Mohan Malviya went to visit Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur to understand some intricate philosophy. So he, and Saraswati Thakur was, you know, was very famous. So he went there. He was favorable. He was a nice, kind soul. And he went to Saraswati Thakur and said, I want to ask certain intricate philosophical questions. And Saraswati Thakur immediately said, why don't you go and ask those devotees who are washing the pots there? He says, no, but these are very intricate, complex questions, you know. We have to understand. I don't know whether they'll be able to answer those questions or not. So he said, no, you just go there, they will answer you. So, well, he was, you know, okay, he was reluctantly, he just went anyway. So he's asking me to go. So sadhu, when they give an order, they have to do it, and there's a culture there. So he went, and he saw the devotees were washing the pots. And he said, I want to ask some questions. He said, okay, don't worry, start, join us in washing the pots and then, you know, then we'll discuss your questions. And then they again engage, start washing the pots. And after some time, the washing is over and they said, you have any questions? He said, no, it's all good. I'm good. I've understood. And yeah, he's passing out and then leaving the ashram. And Saraswati Thakur asked him, yeah, are all your questions answered? He said, yes, yes, I'm all my questions are answered. I was understood. So that's good. Very, you know, amazing of him to understand that the questions, or actually his questions were answered just by serving. By serving, all the philosophical understanding can be achieved. And service is not just as a force for us. Krishna likes us to serve him, and he serves us as well. So the whole of the material creation is, you know, as a loving offering to those who don't want to be with the Lord, who want to be the enjoyer and the controller. So this service is the essence. I met someone just over the weekend, and there was a festival here. Someone comes and says, oh, I like it. It's very nice. It's darshan is so nice, you know. It's so nice prasad. Everything is nice. I said, why? You know what? Actually, you can even taste it even better when you do some service. How about that? Do you want to come any time and we can work together, do some service? No. The service, I'm very busy, very busy. Everyone is busy. Give a book to someone, read a book. Very busy. I already know this. One person said to me, no, I'm a teacher. The moment you ask them to read a book, I'm already a teacher. You're already a teacher. What do you teach? To teach this kriya and that kriya. I'm a yoga teacher. Very popular. Everyone is a yoga teacher these days. So nobody wants to learn. So this bhakti yoga is about devotional service. And there are so many, you know, evidences as well. I was thinking Madhavendra Puri. So he was asked by the Lord to bring sandalwood from far distance. The Lord does not need sandalwood, right? So, but he's an exchange of the Lord with his devotee. So Madhavendra Puri from Vrindavan goes to the Malaya, southeast, to get the sandalwood for the Lord. So this is the Lord's exchange with the devotee, as a service. This is where the taste comes, the khurchan of all the, this is the purpose of dhamma. And also the submission is not about the independently serving, it's about the dependence, about the instructions of the devotees, of the senior. So I was thinking, now we have Maharajas here, maybe I can, if you would like to add a comment or something, maybe enlighten this topic of service as a way to understand the Lord and His abode and the pastimes. Any comments, questions?
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu. Very nice class. In that story, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati actually quoted that verse from the second chapter of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Chanayatyashu Vairagyam Gyanayatyayada Haitukam, which is one of the key statements of the Bhagavatam that can't remember the number, but it's somewhere in the second chapter, in the beginning of the second chapter. And it says that if someone is engaged in devotional service, then the natural byproducts of that service comes causeless detachment and knowledge. Causeless detachment means that, you know, one acquires higher taste and then loses interest in lower things, and knowledge, of course, is coming from the Lord in the heart. So everything people are striving for so, you know, desperately is easily available through the devotional service.
Thank you, Mala.
I was just thinking of the Maharaj mentioned this verse of how from devotional service everything comes, renunciation, detachment. And then we also find in the Shastras mentioned that if you practice devotional service with detachment, or if you don't, if you are attached and you perform devotional service, then you can't truly get the fruit. Bhogeshwarya Prashaktanam Taya. So it seems there's a type of cultivation of detachment while you're doing devotional service, and then a perfectional detachment that comes after devotional service. In the same way, there's a kind of tapasya which you take on while you're doing devotional service, and there's a natural austere life that a devotee takes on as a perfection of devotional service as well. So I think sometimes we can go to one extreme or the other and say, like, we don't need any tapasya, we just need to serve, or we don't need any detachment, we just need to serve. Or we can go on the other side and think it's about tapasya and detachment, but both things are actually true. That you need some tapasya, but then you naturally become austere because you have a higher taste, and some detachment is required, but you naturally become detached as well. So I think it's good to have a balanced understanding of tapasya.
Yeah, and service. Thank you, Maharaj. Great.
Haribol. Haribol. Prabhu, thank you so much for the nice class. And I was listening to a class by Srila Prabhupada just a few days ago, and Prabhupada was saying how if you think even one time Krishna during the day, even if you say Krishna, Krishna, that is devotional service, and you're making spiritual advancement. That the real tapasya, the first tapasya, is a tapasya of the mind, because when the mind gets contaminated by the lower modes, one doesn't want to chant, one doesn't want to think of Krishna, one doesn't want to relate anything what they are doing and what is around them to Krishna. So there is 9 processes of devotional service, and one of them is thinking of Krishna, remembering Krishna. Remembering. And Prabhupada was saying clearly, and I was realizing, oh, how kind the Lord is, how kind. Because every time you even think the name of Krishna, that is devotional service, and that is tapasya, because the mind does not want.
Nice.
So therefore, every time you do that, it's a tapasya. Devotee is just full of tapasya all the time. It's so enjoyable, this process, because everything that has anything to do with Krishna, it's divine energy, which we only have to allow it to come into us and be humble enough and not hold anything back and allow the Lord to actually work with us and through us. And when this doesn't happen, then it's interesting because there is a battle ahead. So you have to fight with the envy, lust, greed, all that. That's also very interesting and very enjoyable for the spiritual practitioner. So we are just so very fortunate. And thank you so much for allowing me to be in your association.
Thank
I'm
you
leaving
so much.
For Greece today. And I'll be away for a few months, and there are no devotees there where I'm going. So I hope I haven't committed any offenses, grave offenses to you all, and you will bless me while I'm away. Hare Krishna, thank you so much for your association. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Prayojan.
Personally, in the early days, I remember for me, I started to offer foods to Krishna before I started to understand then that actually this is so a wonderful process because I didn't know Krishna or God wanted me to give to him, you know, and but also I had children that used to stay with me, and they said, Dad, can't we have it now? I said, no, we've got to offer it first to Krishna. And the real tapasya was to tolerate their intolerance of me offering the food before they had it, you know, but actually they started to remember then the prayers themselves because they used to hear me chant them. So it wasn't a tapasya in the end because you just got to persevere. But also it just became a great pleasure for me just to think that Krishna would take these offerings. And the other one was that somebody said to me that once you've offered, you have to wait. And he said, the good thing is to read to Prabhupada because he likes to hear his own books. So I used to read to it while read to Prabhupada whilst waiting for the offering to come through for a time. And that was also, I found out that actually talking and speaking to Prabhupada, you know, just to narrate in some way, it had a taste too. It sort of expanded, really, this offering of foodstuffs to Krishna before we honor them ourselves. So that was just in my early days, and it sort of... just what does the Prabhupada say? To do is to know, and I think that was certainly the case then, you know. Thank you.
Okay. Atul Krishna Prabhupada.
When we talk about service, in terms of self-realization, we say generally there are 4 stages of self-realization. starting with the first stage where we know who we are, second stage where we know who's God, third stage we know what is our relationship with God, and the final stage is when we engage in service. So without service, self-realization is not complete. And also when we talk about happiness, that also has four stages. It starts with jadananda, happiness of material world, or happiness which we take through our blunt senses, jadananda. The second level is brahmananda, that is happiness of merging into Brahman. The third stage is premananda, when you achieve love of God. And then it is given higher than that is sevananda.
Oh, seva.
When you engage Jai. In service. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Haribol, I have a question about submission, like being submissive, and what's the relationship with that with I just forgot what I was going to ask. Like, austerity, or like the, renunciation. So being submissive and being renounced, like what's the relationship between that?
What's the relationship between submission?
Yeah,
and the renouncing or tapa?
Yeah. Renunciation.
Yes. So the submission is the biggest austerity, first of all, isn't it? Because we have to submit ourselves to someone, surrender unto someone. So austerity, how is it possible if we're not able to submit, if there's no humility? So submission to higher authority is important. Oh, you say, so that's the question, are we? Yes, so austerity should be performed, submissive hearing. Austerity should be performed under direction. Some service has to be performed under direction of higher authority. That's the example from the first being, Lord Brahma, getting instruction from Lord Krishna to perform austerity. So, unless the instruction is from there, so we self, you know, declaring ourselves and becoming independent, I can do myself, we cannot stay for long. The process is to follow in that way, that we get submission to the higher authority, and if we're given that. Service is tapasya, getting out of comfort zone and doing things that we have to do as part of service. Is that making sense?
So basically being submissive is renunciation.
Yes.
Okay.
Submissive, and it's intelligence. It's good, you're intelligent. So intelligence, I was thinking of intelligence, is explained with five. Yeah, go on, sorry, you're asking some more questions.
No. Think about it. Maybe Maharaj can also comment if they want.
The key to this is service. You have to be submissive. As a service, everything has to be in the mood of service.
Yes.
So I'm submissive because my spiritual master wants me to be, so I serve him. So therefore, Krishna becomes pleased with that attitude of service, and then he protects us from blind submission,
yes,
which is the opposite of the real one, the Maya submission. So, but our attitude has to be to serve. And we want to be submissive because we want to serve, and this is the right thing to do. Also, submissive to be, one is very austere because one has to give up their false pride. You can't be submissive if you're proud.
Yeah. So. Secret of success, Prabhupada explained in previous purports. The secret of success is to fulfill the orders of spiritual master. That is the secret of success. So success of Lord Brahma is because he fulfilled his spiritual master, Lord himself, And Srila Prabhupada, you know, is of course, number of times that his only life and soul was to fulfill the order of his spiritual master, and then for us as well, to fulfill the mission of Srila Prabhupada, if we go in that service. That is the secret of success. I don't know if Maharaj can explain. Want to say something? Oh, okay.
Hare Krishna. It's been a while since I've read Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhav, that biography of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, but if I'm not mistaken, the pastime of the person going to wash the pots and then getting all the realizations, there's some question about whether that actually took place. I mean, it's a nice, obviously the message is good, but and I think part of the reason might be because I think in the Gaudiya Math, the pot washers, you'd have to be like altar clean, Brahmin initiated, etc. So that, I'm not sure if the guests would just come in and wash the pots. But it's a nice pastime, but there's some confusion over whether it actually took place historically.
The guy, Malviya, Madan Mohan Malviya, he was very learned, yes, definitely. He was a Brahma. I don't know, but why are you saying the pastime is not mentioned in the Bible?
I think in Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhava, I think it's mentioned that this pastime, although it's often quoted, it maybe it didn't take place. That's all that was being said.
So. Okay.
And I don't have an answer to that, but just sharing it.
It's a folk tale.
It might be, I don't know. It might have taken place, you know.
That's what Bhaktivikash Maharaj writes in the book. He says that there's some question over this because the person in question, I think it was a governor or something.
The Vice-Chancellor of BHC.
Vice-Chancellor, right. Yeah. So Bhaktivikash Maharaj, I don't know, maybe he's quoting someone else, says it's unlikely that, because generally Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wasn't dealing with influential people in this way.
Yeah.
He was generally preaching to them in a different way.
Oh, yeah.
But that's what he was.
Yeah, could be. That makes sense, yeah. Thank you. Thank you for clarification. Finish. Grantharashimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.